Blog Talk Radio.
Tearing it up, we are. This is Psychic Jethro. I'm so glad all of you found us at 773-897-6461. Get ready to have some psychic fun today. I have a special guest, and we're just going to have a good time. Got a lot of callers, a lot of writing in, and we're going to be discussing comedy. So those of you who like to laugh, jump aboard. We've got Vicky's sister here today, and you guys, all of you are writing in from Facebook, and oh my gosh, what happened? Jethro's found a beautiful person to come on his show, and now I don't know her. Well, that's how you're going to get to know her. Get on the phone. We're going to talk, and we're going to talk about some real serious topics, psychic work. What do you feel about it? Those of you intuitive ladies, I want to get your opinion. Call me, 773-897-6461. Listen in, see what you think about our beautiful Val, and tell us what you get. Val's got some ideas. I've got some ideas. You don't have to agree with us. You don't even have to understand some of it. Just ask us what we feel, and I'll ask you what you feel. We're going to talk about spirituality. Those of you who know that there is such thing as the prophet, the psychic, the worker, what about mother's intuition? All of those things that come together, and then you've been told this isn't something really you should be doing per se, or this is something with the light. This is the show to come to. Those of you who know me as Psychic Jethro from Psychics Gone Wild and Living in the Psychic Realm, I want to welcome you. I am an individual with over 30 years experience. I am a gifted psychic. I was born with the ability to see auras. And then what happened at a young age, I don't encourage you to try this at home, is I drowned, came back, and was able to see auras and also hear them. The hearing is the clairaudience, and that was where I was hearing guides and work. And I got some of you teasing me, saying, Jethro, who are you listening into? I'm listening to the higher power, the Holy Spirit, the light energy, the angels, and the work. Thus, the beautiful songs we heard today, Lauren Moscato, He Gives Me Strength, and a little bit of Chaka Khan, Tearing It Up, because we're going to tear it up. We're going to tear up those old ideas. We're going to grab some new ideas. This is the new age, and welcome to some fun. I can't believe it. I haven't even got to tell them all about you, Val, but Val, how are you doing out there?
I'm doing good. Beautiful day here.
I know. Now tell them where you are. They're going to just love it.
I'm in Texas.
She's in
the
Texas.
Great
those
state.
You guys. Oh my gosh, and I'm up here in Virginia. We got friends coming in from Florida. Those of you know, I'll be back down there in Tampa, Florida. Give me a call if you want to really work with it. Get a hold of me in Alexandria, Virginia, or Tampa, Florida, Sedona, Arizona. And I have friends trying to work with us and go back to California and do some work. So catch me at www.jethrosmith.net. I used to be the psychic on wheels. Now I'm the psychic on wings. If you need it, work, or you want to do some things, get a hold of me and let's see what we can do. Val, I have friends asking me, you're Vicky's sister, and those know of her. She's my dearest friend. She used to, I met her through the show. We've become family through here. Can you tell everybody a little bit about you and Vicky and how you come to know of Psychics Gone Wild and this wild person, me?
Sure. That's always fun, a fun story. My sister, Vicky, she's a lot of fun. She is where I get a lot of my fun personality traits from, too, I think. She was a little bit older than me growing up, so I think I was the pest that tagged along, and she was kind of that babysitter type, you know, teenager that wanted her own thing, and here's this little toddler toddling behind her. But she had went through some pretty trying times for her where she had lost her husband and started calling in the show, and she listened in, and I would listen to her and what advice she would have to give to her, and started listening on my own. So that's how we got to know you.
Love it. Now, if you guys tune in, I'm going to tell you the psychic side. I was working in Tampa, Florida. I had done a very strong prayer and lost my Vicky friend, who was my helper. She was my associate, and she kept care of me. She kept my stuff going. She did all my work. She handled all that stuff behind the scenes, phones, people. Psychics Gone Wild just took off, and we had, at that point, 7 or 8 psychics from all over. And Vicky said, I'm in love. You were right on the reading, and I'm out of here. And I went, what? So I went to the church, and I prayed real hard, and I said, you know, I'm going to have to quit my show. I'm going to have to turn this off. And he said, no, there's another Vicky who needs you. I'm like, another Vicky? I got on the show. It was like, I think it was when we were doing it back at 7 or 8. I think that's when it was. We did so many. But what was ironic to me is on the show, my second caller, I pick up the phone, and here's Vicky. Been friends ever since. And that was my sign, you know, of keep on doing what you're doing. And that's why today we're here. Val has been a very positive person. Something we can share a little bit with it is Val doesn't really call in much. She does a lot of work, like she said, listening out of it. You can always feel that energy. And what I feel so grateful is just meeting Val, a woman who's tuned into the gift. She says she has no formal training, which is beautiful. She has Reiki 1 and 2. She's a person that's very much, you know, raised Pentecostal, very strong individual, very gifted lady. And I feel so fortunate. You know, this is where the teacher learns from the student, and you've heard me talk, teacher picks the students, to meet someone like Val. Val, you're very blunt and honest. I hope that doesn't offend you, but I got to be blunt. You're just one of those ladies, if Val thinks it, she's going to tell you. You don't have to worry about what's on Val's mind. And I've been fortunate to, I've got to speak with her, even phenomenal husband Brad, just really good people. You have something there that we should share too, that those of you tuning in, that you know, you're going, oh my gosh, she's Pentecostal, Jethro, you put out some marketing on her, I'm so happy. But one of those things I didn't get to share is not only are you happily married, but tell everybody how many years you've been with this wonderful man named Brad.
25 years. We've been married since we were 19, and it's been fun.
That's a beautiful thing in itself. We've got people typing in. Cherry's writing me over here. Ask her what her secret is. How has she kept such a nice man? I looked on Facebook, and he looks very nice, and I can see the love between these two. I'm jealous because Vicky's got the hotness, but she sure has the love. What is it with these sisters? Uh-oh, we're going to start it again. I guess this isn't a – all children, please turn off the show. We're going now past Disney. What is it that keeps this man? Can you tell us?
Well, you know, in all honesty, it's not an easy kind of, you know, just that love that lasts forever. When you look in their eyes, there's a lot of work to it too. And more times than not, I have had to admit, yes, I know, ladies and gentlemen, hold on to your hats, that I was wrong. So when I am wrong, I admit it, but I also give him his space and freedom to be wrong sometimes, just as I am. And then we work together through that way. But, you know, after 25 years of this, we've got it to where we pretty much know each other, you know, enough. And communication, it's work. But I adore him.
That's beautiful.
I do love him.
You've got fans already. From United Kingdom, we have Kevin Rasmussen writing in. I don't know what to tell you. I couldn't sleep, and I woke up, and here you are on the air, Jethro. I think this is phenomenal. This woman is a sweetheart. I can feel her vibration. Is it true that she has someone in faith that's in her family? Because I keep feeling like there's a male in her family that was very much with the church. Would he approve of this? And can I ask this question of you, Val? Is it any of his business, or can we answer that one?
I can't answer that one. That is something I have juggled with quite a bit, that I never – my father is a pastor, or he used to pastor. He's retired now. And I really struggled a lot with it, if I, you know, sort of quote-unquote come out and really accept who I am and use these gifts to help other people – is that going to make them feel as if they've done something wrong? Because, you know, in the Bible it does say, teach the children and they will never go astray. So I can't quote the scripture. It's been a while. But and it really bothered me that they would have a guilt, and I never wanted to put that on them. So I guess, you know, you just come to a place where you need to accept who you are. And I do realize that a lot of the stigma, once I did allow myself to really search myself and these gifts and talk with God, I still talk with God. I was able to come to terms with that I'm okay. It's okay.
I love it. And I honestly feel that. Those of you tuning in, did you hear, he gives me strength. This was a very much beautiful Lauren Moscato song that was sent today. It was, you know, we have permission to play it over the air, and we just love that song. And this is one of the strongest faiths we've had, and I think that is honestly, you know, Val's powers, his family, some of her work. Obviously, that song was meant to be, and it's just a beautiful song. So we thank the angels and the guides. Kevin, you played Read the Psychic, so you also win a Jade Cross necklace from yours truly, Psychic Jethro, and I will be sending that to you. Go to www.jethrosmith.net if you want to play or have fun with it. Kevin's writing me, he goes, Jethro, tell him what that does. I love you. You write back to me, and as I was typing to him in Facebook, he said he could feel the energy in the faith. Well, Kevin, you won a Jade Cross. It means that it will work with promoting your wisdom, balance, and peace. It's a spiritual tribute to you. It works at a higher level. So, you know, work with the gemstone. I do want to make sure that if you are, you know, wearing stone, especially jade, water signs do well with jade, but don't just believe one book. You laugh at me, but one book wonders make me grumpy. Somebody writes in a book somewhere, if I wear jade on the seventh day of the third house, I'm always going to have la la la. Don't go with that. Work and experiment. Those of you who know, you know, you hold the stone with your dominant hand next to your heart, or take your right hand if you're in doubt of which hand that, you know, you feel dominant that you write with. Hold it close to your heart and ask your energy, does this stone resonate with me? Say it just like that. Or does it vibrate and feel positive with me? You will begin to feel a sensation. You guys that are tuning in, we're going to be doing some radio readings, 773-897-6461. And I'm going to be reading. I love you. They're writing in. Val, you have got to be telling this stuff. My animals are going wild here. I have been listening to Jethro for 4.5 years, and I'm over here in Florida. He knows me as the lady who teaches the circus animals. I think you're not only gifted, but I love your energy, and you and Vicky can come and stay at my house in Florida, and we'll just go party. My sisters are on the other side, and I feel like your family. Tina, that's beautiful. What do you think, Val? I think you're making friends here. Wow.
Well, thank you, Tina. If I'm ever in Florida, I'll look you up.
And get a hold of her. Those of you who are turning in, it's spelled E-V-A-L-E. Those of you typing in E-V-L-E-P-O-W-E-R-S, Eval Powers. You see the picture there, her with the phenomenal husband? Tune in over there. Become friends. We're going to have her in the psychic's room. You guys will be able to get a little bit of a reading. We're going to have her do some of that. You know, and check it out. If they haven't been there, go to the Psychic Jethro room. They're in Facebook. Join in. It's a free room. Come in. Show us your pictures. We do work together. I read so many of it. I do ask you guys to please, you know, sponsor your host. Get a hold of me, www.jethrosmith.net. Periodically, readings helping out. Do email readings if you're real busy. A lot of you understand what that means. I want to kind of quickly go over that. If you send me a recent picture and three questions, I will type you out an email reading. Now, it does take a couple of days. Those of you know my schedule, and I will be honest, I had a surgery. I didn't listen to my guides. It said, don't go on 12th Street, and I thought I could skip over and go to work back in the day. And I have a very strong system, but my body, I had a wreck, so my typing is still a little henpecked, but I will get it out to you. One good thing about it, you can take in a couple of days, is you can read it whenever. So that's a convenience for all of you busy individuals who can't get in and schedule it. I do suggest, if you have a time, to get in with me and do it over the phone. Val, this is a question that's a really good one. I would like to ask Val's opinion. Does Val like a male psychic reader or a female psychic reader? They're asking your opinion. If you were to pick a reader, which would you pick and why?
Yes. Well, I really do not go by genders. If I am, you know, going to have a reading, I go by vibrations. And, you know, before I do choose someone, I always ask my guides and God to lead me to the right person that will give me the message that I need at that moment. You know, somebody that could really help me, and I've seen both, and, you know, as long as I go with that gut feeling you were talking about, I'm always led in the right direction.
Love that. See, and that's something for all of you listening in. Do you hear this? You've got some of your students writing me, people going, Jethro, I don't understand what happened. What happened is real simple. They you know, you turn around and go into whatever you want to have happen, you know, that it makes it be able to handle for those of you that it is going into a relationship of listening to yourself. And so make sure Val's helping you. And I want to ask some of you guys that are writing in right now, you know, please realize we're here to help. And that's what it's about. I had a lady tease me yesterday. I'm going to just share a little confidential for names I won't say. But I do other work. And she told me something that kind of it hurt my feelings a little bit. She looked at me and she said, you know, she goes, when are you going to retire? And my first reaction was, do I look like I need to lay down? Well, you know, and I guess retirement is a different word for different people, and we'll talk about that. But, you know, this is something that comes out there. And people like Val, people like Vicky, you guys make it fun for me. No, I'm not crazy about Facebook. I'm going to, you know, share with you my little Candy Crunch or my little pig on Happy Veal or whatever those things are. I get in there to find the real people. You know what gives me the joy for a psychic? To be surprised. And the surprise was I was very blessed that someone came up in faith a little bit later there and told me, because, you know, you move very fast. You also act like it. And I had not said a word. That's when you know you're with it. I do turn things over a lot to the faith. And those who, you know, of you know, I mean, look at Val. I got blessed to meet this really cool lady. They're telling us, Val, that someone wants to know if you like strawberry ice cream. And they've heard that women who are psychic attuned like either chocolate or strawberry ice cream. And they're guessing, is that correct? Do you like strawberry ice cream?
I do like strawberry ice cream, but chocolate is what I would go for first. And if you could mix them together, then that's just great. You know, get the Neapolitan and just go for it all.
Excellent. And Erin, you won. We're going to go ahead and send you the necklace, too, for writing in. And I want to tease you so much. It's good to see you back from Colorado. Thank you for writing in about it. And, you know, I want to tell you, Erin, do you realize that you've asked me questions for over 16 years and they all relate to food? I think me and you should get together and just cook up like a storm again. This is a dear friend of mine in Colorado. She's writing down, I got to tell you, Jethro, the last time you were here in Colorado, we had so much fun. Make sure you look me up in Colorado Springs when you're reading up in Garden of the Gods. We'll do Aaron, and we'll have some ice cream together. I've got to tease all of you. They're writing in, where is our bat, Jan Bach Drakey? Jan Drake Bachy is on Facebook, and she is phenomenal. Tarot, not only totem reader, but really just gifted. Those of you know that she became one of the American Federation psychics. She's been on the cover of the books, and I feel so grateful that, you know, and they said it was so beneficial to handle. And so, you know, tune in, get a hold of us, and work it out. And they said, no matter what you you know, want to do, you know, that they handle anything that goes into the relationship, make sure that you're tuning in there. You know, they said that it's going on real good. And I got to tease you guys, you know, yes, Vicky did write down that I'm tired. Vicky's my friend. She loves me. They're writing down, Vicky cares about you, Jethro, and we know why you like him, because her sister is a sweetheart. That's sweet. Yes. So, Val, I think you're getting too big of a sweetheart. You're now competing with Jan Fan. We got to come up with something cute, you clever fans for Val, you know, because, you know, they just always have done been a Jan fan. And Val, you're becoming our next sweetheart for Psyche's Gone Wilder here. I love it. As a child in a church, were you able to speak about it at all? Could you talk to your dad about your gift and sensing or feeling things?
You know, I never really thought about it. I did have a grandmother that was on my mother's side that she would often talk about, that she had an understanding with the Native American spirit that lived in her home, that as long as he let her sleep and didn't cause any monkey business, he could stay there. But if he did not, he needed to boot it. So, you know, I did hear things, you know, that were positive up on the spiritual side, and people with abilities to see. I cannot see. I just have an impression that I do get. Usually it's food. That's always fun. It was fun the ice cream came up, because food always comes up for me. But so there were positive things that I had heard, but it was just something we never really sat down at the table and discussed.
And you got something for me. I'm going to put it on the spot a little bit. I was looking here that you picked up that's very intense. I'm really curious for those of you who are tuning in with symbology or writing back. You know, I love learning. I've done this, like I said, 30 years. I've had 3 teachers and have won awards and everything. More importantly, is you can always learn. And our phenomenal Val got something with food with me, something with Gouda cheese. Now, Cheesta tells me I may be setting up in a trap. I do have some things happening for my energy. I think Val was very much with it on my other life. Those of you know, I do a lot of work. I do service work up here in Washington, D.C. I work a physical work so that I keep myself limber and out in the world with the real people. I don't believe that us stronger psychics should be sitting back on a hill going, oh, come to me for a great reading, because then what happens is you get bigger than some of those buildings that we go to, and then people are going with it. And you know my favorite food, that's why me and Val are friends. So all of you tuned in, I do think you hit a bingo with it, because they're writing to me, Jethro, cheese means things that have aged and things have worked. Be careful of Gouda, because it means someone else thinks you're unique, but it may not be to your favor right now. Remember, sometimes people put cheese out as bait. They may be utilizing you in something with the work you're doing to get things going. Your friend is very wise to tell you this, and I'm so glad, Selena, that I can help you over here in Rome. Oh, in Italy. I love you guys over United Kingdom. I know that it's got to be, what, 2 a.m. in the morning? 2:22. Here's the angel numbers for they're with us. Thank you, friends that are writing us. I'm going to get back to Rome again, and I can't wait to do some work over there for friends. Thank you, and we're going to grab those phones. We got a couple of you want to do a little bit of readings, and come on, remember, you guys, the fun of it. I got people writing me. They're going, Jethro, I just can't wait to meet you guys. Get a hold of us. You know, and the fun thing is, Val would be able to help you there, like I was telling you. You know, I can help you. Remember, you guys, too, please do not, you know, unfairly value the person. If I come to your house and you're a cashier and I make you ring money up all day, how would that make you feel? What you want to do and really value us is to do the right thing with it. Value the person. I used to read for Bacani sauce. I even had a time where I did this for, you know, sandwiches. Please value the reader. So if you just start, you know, messaging people and doing that a lot, you know, that sometimes we don't just do it for that reason. 561, let's have some fun. You were the one that helped me get the phones going when it was all wild. How are you, 561?
Oh, great. How are you doing? Thank you so much for taking my call. I could hear all of you, so I guess the phones are working.
You're our lucky girl. You helped me and Val. Val blew the setup. She got on, and her energy so high, I think she threw a wrench into the angel's hour.
Oh, wow.
Get your first name, and I'll give you a little bit of a reading. You've got some energy going on. I'm a little worried about you, my girl. You helped me with the energy, but you're a little sad. Something's going on here.
Yeah, I am sad because I've been looking for work diligently, you know, for a while now. And I've been at my jobs for a long time. In the last 3 years, I've been more out of work than I have been working. And one of the agencies says to me that they want to know, you know, which places I've been working at, you know, and I don't know for competition, because she says, but the point is, what should I do, lie on my resume and say I've been working at a place I worked for many years ago that closed down? Because, you know, I don't, even though I've had jobs for like a decade, for the last 3 years, I haven't had steady work. And I just, you know, it's just a deterrent, and I don't know what should I do, lie on my resume? I mean, do you see me getting a job anytime soon?
I do, and can I get your first name there so I have permission to read your guide?
Stacy,
I love you dearly, and I'm so glad you called, and you hit my personal topic. Look at me. If I put down, I'm a psychic, I've been talking to your dead friends on the other side. Do you think they're going to hire me? They're gonna put a little straight coat on me and throw me out of there. What's beautiful, what you just said, I do feel like I believe this honestly with my heart, we always are honest. You have to be honest in the world, because what we're putting out to manifest is we're putting out, but you also need to work and make a living. So what I would suggest and what I'm feeling is to sit down and work with some that, you know, I feel like you should be able to sit down and put some of your personal experience in there. And I can tell you as a businesswoman, I've ran business since I was 18 years old, and the resume importance of them to look at it is, I've been able to do this. I was able to put this together. I feel like you'll be able to do it and put a good reference there. Get a person who's been in business to say, I've known Stacy for 6 years. She's reliable. She's dependent. She's a good person. I honestly put a prayers out, and I do feel good with this. I've got experience of places I've been with people. You want to be able to handle your job, and that's what I feel for you. I end up sometimes, a lot of times, taking jobs, not to be mean, that are there's something that maybe I wouldn't have picked, but I have to for the same thing, and I can relate with you. I mean, I had a person tell me, okay, you're overqualified. You owned all your businesses, because I've been an entrepreneur since I was 18. I owned an excellent restaurant, made very good money, but because of it, I had to turn it around, just like you said. And unfortunately, I get to come in when things are happening. Someone's passing, something's going on. They bring me in for their friend. Those people pass away. And I what am I going to do? Put down, this is the tax such and such place. I worked there. I was a person that did this work with my business work. I'm very gifted. But nobody's there because the two ladies that owned it passed and went on to the other side, you know? So
yeah,
I do feel you are.
The manager I had many years ago is no longer there, so they're concerned about the last 3 years, and I don't have anything steady, mostly just a few months here, a few months there, and basically, you know, what should I do for the time gap? Because even though, I mean, to look at the places I have been, they're not looking at the longevity within the last few years, and that's the problem I've been running into. What should I do? Put something I had many, many years ago to fill in a time gap? I mean, I don't know. I mean, it's just very scary.
It is. I can feel it. And my angels are telling me we got to get you in that interview. We need to get you in there and just sell the fact and just let them know I'm a very good person. I've had time. What you do have in there is put in pieces, and I feel like you're going to get the job. I would hire you. I can feel in you. And it's not just the energy, but we need that manager to go, okay, this person's going to come in and work. You know, those key factors. I'm dependable. I'll be here. I'll do longevity. I really am at a point, and I do feel it. How are you feeling over here, Val? And then I have to run, Stacey. There's so many today. How would Val? Would you feeling with our friend? What do you get? Are you smelling the food? Are you feeling the food for?
I have no food to smell at this moment, but I do feel that if, you know, she was to go into the interview and kind of, you know, just take a few deep breaths and let it go. Don't hang on to so much of the tension and the fear that you're hanging on to now, and just kind of loosey goosey it. You know, let yourself really shine through, and you know, just let them know what the deal is, and I do feel that you will get the job. That, you know,
Stacy?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right, Fallon. I apologize. Yes. Are you there, Stacy?
Yes. Do you see when I'll be working at least?
Go ahead, Val. I'm sorry. We're having a little technical. It's okay. Go ahead, Val. Val's on it. We got people going. They're applauding you. Go ahead, Val. I didn't mean to cut you off. I was just trying to keep the phone on. She was telling you about the interview.
Hello?
Yes.
And we love it.
Okay. Sorry. It just sounded as if I was cut off. I apologize. The time frame that, you know, I'm feeling, and Jethro, please, you know, feel free to chime in. I'm feeling about 3 months. It doesn't feel like it's going to be an immediate thing. I am, you know, hearing from my guides 3 months.
Well, I can't afford, I mean, I'm going to forget it. I mean, I won't be able to live. You know,
Stacey, I got
months,
a better deal. Yeah, you can't. What I'll do is, and let's help this. And I agree with her.
No, financially, I won't be able to.
And what we're,
that's a long time. That's
we're not
going to
wait for 3 months.
I won't be able to. No, I won't be able to. Thank you. I just have to go. I won't be able to pay
thank
my
you.
Bills.
Why?
I won't have a house.
Help.
No, I won't have a house. Okay. I gotta. Yeah, I have to. I have to go.
We'll help you quicker.
I'm sorry.
We'll help you quicker, Stacey.
I have to go. I'm sorry. I have to hang up.
It's all right, Stacey. Don't do the upset. And what we got here is we'll help you. What we do is we'd have you go ahead and send me your picture, and we'll get you working quicker. I'll work with some citrine. I'll work with the angels. That's where you look up above, what we were talking earlier with the strength. If you want, Stacey, I can work with you. Send it to me. I'm willing to work with you on that. You know, please make sure. We want to make sure that when the guys are doing this, there's a reason they can get you handling it together. I think this is what me and Val are both picking up, and this is what we're sensing, is they're saying a little time. So get in and do it. And sometimes, and that's what the angels are telling me, is you may have to take something a little different. There are places right now that are higher than anywhere. So taking that in, I started out as a dishwasher in one place. No, I love dishwashers and it's a good job, but I at the point had been a business owner. I was so grateful for it. And then the angels can get your foot in the door. You work hard and you climb up. You're a good person. Please, we were trying to help you. And what I would suggest is send me that picture to Jethro Helps. That's JethroHelps@gmail.com. And I'll do some prayer and work with you to get you in. You know, I know of a friend right now, and I can tell you with the work I've done, like stalking, other work, sometimes delivery, fun things, you're so surprised when you ask. Turn it over to the higher power, and he will help you. And that's what we're trying to do here. Thank you. She's gotten here, and I'm looking here to see if we can catch her again. Those of you who know with her phone went a little, and I know she's a little upset. She's trying to get the phones. So please, you know, Stacey, you know, don't give up, and we're here to help. Those of you who know this, let's put a little prayer here. You know, the hardest thing is when we give you the reading, let us get to the end of it. If you cut us off in half sentence, you only get a piece of the story. And unfortunately, me and Val are having energies with the phones. Val, are you still there?
Yes, I am.
I love
yeah,
it. Thank
I'm
you.
Still
and
here.
I'm so apologize to any of you guys who are getting cut in and out. Just call back, 773-897-6461, and prayers there. We're here to help you. 863, it's you, me, and the Valley. What are you doing? I got to rhyme with that. Val doesn't go and rhyme with three.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
This is Julia from Florida. It's so funny, Jethro. I lived in Florida and you had moved, or I lived in Colorado and you had already moved from Colorado to Florida, so I moved to Florida and now you moved.
Somebody's keeping our friends.
I can't handle you both.
They can't take our lucky lives the same thing together or things will burn up with smoke. Starbright. I know the rules now. I love you. God, I have
so
not heard. Is everything going right? I mean, I prayed. I know that you went through some hard times, and you were very emotional, as Stacey was, and you're doing good. It is easy to call us, and I know that sometimes people don't get what they want to hear, but you don't. I would love to just tell everybody the star is beautiful and, you know, confidential, you know, the stuff I told you was over the air, and it wasn't so pretty, and you, I know you were not so happy the first time. I think you wanted to call me something not my name, but, you know, you can call back. I love it. So obviously, you know, are you doing good, girl? Let me read you. I'm going to have to get it here. I can feel your energy. I'm so happy you got to Florida and got away from that Colorado stuff.
Mm-hmm. Me too. Well, actually, I'm glad to get to talk to you because I know you know the area in Florida. I'm living kind of near Kissimmee, near, you know, the Disney area, but I'm wanting to move, like, over to the Gulf Coast, over, you know, in the Tampa area, but not Tampa, and I can't seem to really pinpoint the best fit for me. I thought about maybe Dunedin. I thought about, what is it, Palm Harbor. I thought about Bradenton, Sarasota. So I feel like I'm a fish. I go this way, then I go that way, then I go this way. It's like I'm really
you're just
having
chasing
a hard
me around.
Kind of,
I hope you go... Yes, Julie, you're chasing me, and I love it. And I think I do feel Palm Harbor. It's funny you said that, but I got a bigger, stronger vibe for you, more into Indian Rocks. That's a nice area. I also feel like Clearwater would really vibrate to you. They're good people, and they're talking to me about love with you. They're talking to me about the energy of the beach and the energy, and you need that healing. Tampa is a very strong female vortex, but you need that outside of it. I agree with you. And that's the places that are going so well. Now, they're telling me also that have you been taking time to get out and take that energy in from Florida to release? Because I'm feeling a little pain and some hurt down here in the lower energy.
You know, I'm needing to get over to the beach and just spend some time over there walking around, you know, just enjoying it. Instead of just living here, I need to be enjoying living here. So, yeah.
Oh, amen. And tell you what, from living there I was there for 4 years, and now I'm up here, and there's not a day that I don't take Party Marty, my dog, out, my Shih Tzu, and tell him, you know, let's go. And we both just loved the beach. It was such a positive experience. And I feel that they're telling me, Julia, that especially Clearwater, Palm Harbor would be good with you. They said if you went to Palm Harbor, that it would be very good, safe. It's a very nice spot. In fact, those of you who've tuned in, Joanne, that's on, my friend there, she is a healer over there, phenomenal healer. I don't know if you're on Facebook with me or not. I'll send you over there because she's able to do a lot of work there with people, and it would be good for you to have those kind of friends, you know, people that are into areas, getting out. They said that the other friend is my medium friend over there, Tracy, and she lives in Indian Hills, and I'm seeing those kind of energies. Those of you who know, have you ever done pendulum work, Julia?
Yes, yeah, I use the pendulum to get out of my head. Because I just overthink everything.
I'm still gifted. I baby over here in Virginia, but I still got a few of those psychic cells. Because they're telling me for you to take that and do that energy and to put that in and to write it out in what I call a positive map. Now, those of you who don't know, you need to put 4 symbols of work there. A positive Christ cross image if you're Christian, a symbol of Buddha if you're Buddhist, a symbol of, you know, Native American and the eagle, but put 4 of them on their symbol and 4 ways outside to watch and protect your big piece of paper. It can be any size that you want that you're going to use for the pendulum. Make a circle with those 4, so that's 4 corners, and then put in the places that you want in the circle outside, and then ask the pendulum to resonate, and then go through, stand right above it, do your pendulum work, and say, you know, that like she, in her case, she's using places, Dunedin, and then see what it does. If it goes clockwise, that's a very yes, yes. If it goes back and forth, that's no. If it just sets, it hasn't decided. So do that first, and then see which ones are the fastest, because you're going to have more than one. It may say yes, yes, yes here, and yes, yes, yes. Pick the yes, yes, yes. Whichever is faster is your most positive, because this is a free will question. Julia's a doll. We love her, and she's going to be over there in Florida, so there may be 4 or 5 places that go, we want Julia. Julia, send Julia on over. Well, we want them to send Julia on over to the Red Rover of something that's cool. I know you guys are going, Jethro, you always talk like a child. I talk like a child with food. That's why me and Val are friends. So come in, bring your ice cream. We're going to talk to you. And I love it. Val, what are you feeling for our lovely Julia?
I do feel that the pendulum is going to give her a couple of places and options. I think if you just kind of go and spend some time in the areas that the pendulum is saying yes, yes, yes to, you know, go there at odd times, walk around, look in their shops, and just kind of get that homey feeling for which one you should, you know, end up with. It'll let you know.
It's so funny you said the homey feeling, because that's exactly what I want. And I write, you know, I write everything that I want out in home, and that's what I specifically say. I want to feel like home. So it's just funny that you use the words that I use. It's confirmation.
Right.
So thank you. Appreciate that.
Well, thank you, Julia.
And you say there's love, so woohoo. Find some love.
Exactly. I think it's time to play ball with you. The fun thing, and I love it, I've got to get down. I just left. We did the Gateway of 999 there in Tampa, and I did feel an energy of new people. And I'm going to be back. I think the next time is actually November. It's my birthday. I'm going to be doing some work up here, and then I'm going down, and then I'm again back in January. We do a lot of clearances. We also do some baptism, some light work. I know that the next one I've got, like I say, in November. So check with my website, www.jessasmith.net. Julie, I would like to just meet you. I feel like you're one of our champion, not only listeners, but I know you talk some very intense stuff, and we all prayed for you. And I had a friend one time write me about it and said, you know, I love your friend Julie in Colorado. She doesn't have to put up with that. You tell her. And I was beginning to worry that me and you were going to rail him up and they were going to go look up your man and spank him.
Oh, bless your heart. That's sweet. Thank you. I appreciate that. Well, yay, I got
there to
talk to you. Thanks.
Oh,
thank you guys
thank
so
you.
Much. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Julia.
Thanks for
tuning in, all of you coming in. Julia, they're grabbing her off, and Florida's having a party with her. We're going to have some people. And what do you guys think of our lovely Val Power? Wow, we got them really going there. Okay, that was a double one. I would say that's very good, Val. We got a lot of them writing in. Jethro, I knew that you were going to have a crazy show today. My heart's going out for Stacy. I hope she does listen to the rest of the show. I don't know where she is, but I'm helping put prayers. You and Val are very good people. I do know that I can relate with her. I had a reading a couple of years back with a show similar to this, and ironically, I was listening in today. I could not stay on the phone, but I'm able to get you through the computer here in, I'm not sure the country. I think it's something in Vietnam. I'm not sure the type of language. I'm reading this Latusi. I apologize. I'm not trying to make fun of your town, but they're writing me here on Skype. And what I want to let you guys know is sometimes with the computer you can get in. Make sure you listen into the archives, because this show will be out. You can always listen to us again. And she's letting us know just to let her not get upset, because she, you know, that sometimes there's a reason for things happening, and that she's saying the faith will provide. I love that. Tuning in, all of you guys. This is Psyche Jethro Radio Show, and I hope you guys are having fun. I am. I have a wonderful guest here, Val Powers, and we're discussing spirituality, and Val has a gift she's always been able to use. She is a very strong individual, has a strong relationship and husband. What does your husband say about your gift? A lot of our ladies are keep it a secret from their husband. Does Brad know about this, and what does he feel about you being psychic?
He does encourage me to use the gift. He says that he knows, you know, he's seen enough to know in his lifetime that all things are not always black and white, and he does encourage me. He just says, you be you, and I'm very grateful for that.
I love that. And that's, you know, that's the situation that is very much what you guys are looking for. Did Val pray for this man? How did she get so lucky, and where do I get one like him? Wow. Uh-oh. Brad, you're popular today. How did you get him? Can you tell us?
I can. Actually, I was not looking for him. I was 19, and we were both going through Air Force training. He was going through Air Force Tech School, and I was in a different class. I did the Air National Guard for a few years, and I had met a friend of his, and his friend had started sending me notes to come and meet them. So, you know, we were just friends. We just started out as friends, and we got to talking, and we really clicked, and there was a lot of flirting, and, you know, he's cute, he's nice. I think I ironed his shirt. I think that's what, when I did his uniform, I think that's what sealed the deal for me for him. Now, he had to drag me a little bit, but I figured he knew what he was doing.
I love it. See, that's romantic. The right, and this is like Jen and Steve. I'm in love. I love your show, Jethro. You always make me feel good. I have been in two relationships. Both of them were bad. One of them was so terrible, I paid him money to leave. Oh, no. And the other relationship, I'm still outrunning him with my shoes. I have got faith again. Val, you're a very charming person. I will be getting a hold of you later for a reading because I can feel your energy and your heart felt. A true Lori Connell fan. Where's our lovely Lori? I can't believe I haven't heard of our garden girl in quite a while. Lori's on Facebook too, you guys. You guys have got to... Don't you guys get out on Facebook? I'm all over here. Come on. Come on. This is an expression for those of you who know. I am from Wyoming, by the way. I know I have a southern name. It's a Bible name. I'm now working with Moses' brother is the name of the gentleman that I work with at my other job. And I want to tease all of you. I've worked with a guy named Moses. We had a lot of fun together. So, you know, those of you writing in, I would love to hear from Lori, too. Let's give Lori that challenge. Come on, Lori. Call in sometime. Hello, 209. This is Psychic Jethro. How are you today?
Jethro, Pamela, how are you?
Oh, I'm happy. This is Pamela Anderson, the Pamela Anderson that I went to school with, who's sparkler than that other lady. I don't care about watching someone's bay. I like this Pamela. How are you, Pamela?
I'm so good, so good. Hey, I was just calling in. I have permission. I have a coworker, and she's really struggling with whether or not to leave our real estate company to go to another real estate company. And I told her, I'm going to try and call in and talk to my friend, and we'll see if I can. Her name is Diane.
Oh, I love it. This is so good, and I feel the energy with you, reading you through with her. And I do feel like that it is time for her to go with another energy. I'm hearing the angels with it, and I feel like she can do better there. And I feel that what's gotten her is that there's been some kind of situation that they want the change for her. The guides will do this sometimes. Sometimes they want you to shift and change. They're also mm-hmm. telling me that Diane has to be careful about right now with her and Cupid. Something's going on where she needs the new shift for her out where she is. Somebody where she's at has got the wrong idea or something, and it's old hat for her, like rerun.
Yep.
Wow. Woo. See, I still got it, Pamela. We went to elementary. We went to high school together. I mean, you know, we're talking, we've known each other like 10 whole days because we were like, now we're 29 again. No, just kidding.
Right?
We are. We'll never admit to them how old we are. Pebbles and Bam Bam were our friends, but now we've all been rebirthed. So
right?
We love it. I love it so much. Hang in there. Keep sending the cool pictures on Facebook. I love your daughter and your grandkids and everybody.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I'll call Diane right now. Thanks.
Thank you. Bye. We're wild here. We got it going on. We got to get some more people. We got phone calls coming to Val. You just knocked my radio show up into the biggest park. We got friends and everybody calling in. Let's do it again. How about 210? Let's do it again. 210. Hello. 210, don't be shy. Me and Val are really nice. Hello. We scared that one away. Okay. How about we didn't do anything,
yeah.
Mom. 315, how are you today? Hi, you ain't shy. You come right in. We got a bunch of people. How are you, 315?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
Too silly, and I'm scared. What do we do to 210? Do you feel like we made them run, Mommy? They won't talk.
I've never called in before. Annette had me call in. We're good friends.
I love her.
I know, me too. She was my cosmetology teacher. She taught me how to do hair.
Oh, my God, she's from New York. This is one of our followers who's won prizes, and we just love her. Tell her, hey, would you tell her that she's the sweetest of the sweet? And what can I do? Get your name and let me and wonderful Val help you.
My name is Karen Dasno, and I was just wondering if you could do, like, a general reading on me.
Oh, I love them, and that's what I live for, Karen. What I'm sensing with you and meeting you the first time is that you're a strong person, and I feel like you're a good apple, but I do feel like you've got a lot of things you have to overcome right now. They're giving me a little bit of sadness here in the one arm is hurting, and I feel like that tells me that you shoulder back. Something's going on for you that it's time for you to do something a little different, and you're a stubborn one. You're what I call one of those really good people that you just want to keep on going in there, telling me something new's happening. They said the person is going to be, I feel like there's a new beginning for you that's supposed to happen. I feel like there's a male situation that's going on with you that's a little overbearing. I feel like I think you've got too much on your plate there. They're telling me that, the angels are telling me that this is overwhelming.
Yeah. You've got the shoulder part right on the money. I've had two shoulder surgeries, and I'm supposed to have a shoulder replacement.
I feel that, and I love you dearly. Now I'm going to mother you. Probably Nanette never told you that. You're worth it, hotcake. We got to get you in some place where you're not working so hard. There's got to be another answer. I love you dearly, but you're like the workhorse. You're going to make me cry. I was talking about my mom today. My mom was that way. My mom was such a worker that I loved her. She raised 8 kids, and she was just very strong. That's what I feel from you. I feel like you're a good, hardworking woman. I feel like you're going to get this other through with the faith. I also being told with this man, I feel like you have something going on here where I feel like the love relationship with you is being pulled in. Same time, something else is happening for you. Something's going on here. It's not just one person, but I feel like you have to be careful right now about people that, and I feel like at first I thought this was a son or someone who wants you to, they love you in an unconditional way, but they're not always seeing you for really who you are.
I broke up with someone recently of my own choice, which I feel was a mistake.
We get it now. See, this is another energy, but what's happening? You have to catch me. Sometimes I do the pirate thing. I've been in Tampa so long. Now we know, buddy. Because what happens and what the angels are telling me for you in the love is that you also are strengthening up. I do feel like that this is not done. I mean, I feel like you and this man. Val, what are you feeling, my phenomenal friend?
I just keep getting that Tweedledee and Tweedledum feeling. You know, it's kind of like kind of go from one situation right into the other situation, but yet there are things that are different. Is that kind of what's going on? You're seeing a lot of the same patterns?
Yes, exactly. With relationships, yes.
Yeah, it's just, I keep hearing that. I don't know if I could say that. Is that copyrighted? I don't know. But, you know, it's just kind of like, okay, you've gone right into the same situation and you thought, but they were so much different at first.
Yeah, that's exactly what I do. That's exactly what I do. But I've been living by myself and very lonely.
Yeah, sometimes, you know, you don't want to settle. If you see the situations where you were not happy in the first place, you know, just put out the positive energies that you want to come to you. And I know it was kind of cloaked at first and you thought that's what you were getting. But, you know, just really fill them out. A lot of times, you know, it's easy to forget that we have our own intuition and that we can have our own feelings and put aside all the goosebumps and, you know, the dreamy eyes and just really feel that energy. And can I sit in this energy for a while? Is there something itching me over here about it?
What do you mean?
Well, just if you could feel a person for their soul and their energy, you know, the whole, I was thinking of somebody and they called me. Well, you know, that's kind of an example of your energy being somebody else's energy and their energy being your energy, if I'm explaining this right.
Yeah, I've had that happen before.
Yeah, so, you know, you just kind of sit with yourself and be quiet with that person. And see if you can't feel them out for who they are, not what they're showing you.
Okay. I'll do that.
I love it. We agree. Karen, we gotta run on you. There's other people pushing, and now they want to be mean to me. And Val, would you do me a favor and tell us on there, what do you think at JethroHelps@gmail.com? And because you did go on here, you are our winner on the fact that you won the email reading. So if you send a picture, you'll get a free – if you put a picture of just some general questions you've got, you know, or questions you've got about your future, at JethroHelps.gmail will give you that free email reading, Karen.
Okay, that'd be wonderful. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a great day. But you have to send me a recent picture and 3 questions if you want to email. I'm psychic, but I can't find you out of the billion emails that are in my world.
Okay, I'll do it.
Love you. Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Val's here taking names and kicking butt. We got people writing in. Jethro, we got to get a hold of her. Would she like to come out with us and do the Psychics Gone Wild show? We would love to have her together with Gary Wimmer, because not only is he from Texas, but I feel a really good energy. You know, that's a good question. I'll ask him. There's my brother. We'll talk to him and see. I know he's doing his shows, and he's very phenomenal. We'll see what our wonderful friend is doing. And ironically, I was just, you know, you guys are psychic. I was looking at some things here, and I'm going to be contacting other people. Gary is not only phenomenal, but he's the man who does Lithmacy. For those of you who know that program, please contact him. You know, it's just the way it's spelled out. And right now I'm a little tired. My literacy probably wouldn't spell it out. But you can look it up on there. You look up psychic Gary Wimmer and you're going to find it. It's just like swimmer, only you just put the Wimmer, take off the S. And it's W-I-M-M-E-R-G-A-R-Y, Gary. And you'll find him. We love all of you guys. And all of you tuning in, you're making me feel good. Jethro, this is so much fun. I'm glad you found a new friend to play with. Can Val tell me, what is it like to be on the show with you? I'd like to try it out, but you talk so quick. Does she have a headache? Ouch. Val, do you have a headache?
Absolutely not. Going into the show, I had a lot of butterflies, but now they are long gone. I'm enjoying myself thoroughly.
Oh, I'm so glad. And I want to tease you guys that are writing in. This is some nice stuff. Thank you on Facebook. We all know, right now the politicians, and we got the world going, and there's an astro headed at the world. What's more importantly, what's happening with us is we're happy today. I will tell you, if something does happen, don't you want to share the day we did? And that's how I feel with Val. I feel like that every day I can make a friend is something good. I was priding myself yesterday. I've started a new thing, and I'm doing some stuff outside of, you know, this work. And it's so nice. Nice to just see people like Val and people just going hello and enjoying the life. For years I had all the people I knew were all around metaphysical, and it was so wacky because they're like, oh my gosh, Jethro, and they're doing crosses and they're doing stones and they're talking, and I'm like, oh my gosh, you know, I cut my hair, got my new life going, and got out of food service and working with this with friends of it, and that's all I did. So now what I found out is there's just some days you just want to sit down, laugh with someone, have a cappuccino or a water, whatever you prefer, and make silly jokes and tease. And Val, that's what you give me. I'm giving you my heartfelt honesty. You're like a very good cinnamon roll in a morning day that you just want to sit and enjoy. Take it to heart. I love you dearly. You're my new friend, and God help you now because I like you.
I'm
going to tease you. I love you, too. Those of you tuning in now, you guys are going to get a hold of her. You guys go to that Psychic Jethro's room right now. We've got a bunch of you looking it up, and I know there's some of you that have just gotten in. Jethro, I just got on your Facebook page. I'm real new to this. I really like the woman that you're talking to today, and I just found out her name. So I'm going to be writing in there telling you that she's cool. I like Deborah in your room. She always makes me laugh. I want to ask one thing of you. Please start bringing more of the people in that write books and fun stories so that we can share them out on our Facebook, because I'm over here in another country, Guam, and I'm not always able to get shows that are on blog. You got it. I will do that. You know, and I want to tease someone else that's writing in here right now. Chan, I know it's a private issue, and you asked me to talk to you about it over the radio with it and working with it. Yes, you can find that real love. That was a very sad thing the girl did to you, and I can relate to you very much. And I feel honored that you think I'm attractive and that women all love me. Very far the opposite. Ask Pamela. I was the geek. I was the ugly duckling, and I was the one that nobody would go anywhere with me. I tried everything. I got my first car, and nobody would even roller skate with me. The first girl that I ever roller skate with there, unfortunately, I fell like a goofball because I'm not real graceful, and I hurt her ear, and I was so worried. Everybody teased me about this poor girl's earring, and so my dating was not a pretty story. So I can relate with you, and I can tell you one thing. Just go out and try again. Do a little prayer, put it over in the faith, and ask another girl. The girl, Emily, that hurt your feelings, sounds to me like she may have just not thought it or understand. Just because you're a little shy or different doesn't mean it's different. Find that girl. I can tell you something, Chad. I've talked to women now 30-some years of my life, and as you heard tonight with Val, there's good ones out there. You know, Vicky's a little older. I'd have you date her, and she'd get me both get in trouble. There's a sweetheart. There's a winner. Anybody wants to tease you about good women, there's beautiful women like that. Look at these women as role models. That's what I did as MN Energy, and I got blessed. I found somebody who really, really cares for me, and that's what I want you to do. I want you to take that time, Chad. That's so sad to me. I don't know why she tore the roses up. I do feel that she's a little silly, but I can tease you that I know most ladies, if I ever brought them flowers or someone brought them flowers, and I've had girls tell me, it meant the world. So just move right on. Don't get your feelings hurt. And realize that, you know, maybe there's something going on with her is what I feel psychically from what you've told me and from looking at your picture on your site. I do feel that. And remember, you know, the best is yet to come. We're at that part. They're going to let us go out the door and push us away. It's www.jethrosmith.net. It's Val, E-V-A-L-E, Powers, P-O-W-E-R-S. Get a hold of her on Facebook. We'll be coming back. You've got to come back, Val. We've got people going crazy over here. Would you come back and play with me again in an afternoon with these people on this wild show?
I will come back.
Yay, you guys got yourself another psychic. Get ready. American Federation Intuitive, those of you who blow and know, please go. That's what I'm saying. It's an old expression, and that's like a well, for those of you who know what that means. That's if those of you who've said anything about me, you've blown it out, you've said, please let them know at newyorkgate@aol.com. I need your votes. Contact me, please let me know. Anybody that's getting out there, I've got to, every year we have to go for it. You talk about politics. I'm a psychic and I need to let the world know they know about me. I really need your help again. So please contact me if you can. If I've read for you over the show or done something to help me, keep me there with the other psychics so we can help more people. I love you. Stay wild. It is the way to be. See you again. It's now 3:00.